I had an uncle who loved to travel and visit the various saints and sages that so densely populate India. Sometimes, to my fascination, he brought me along. I saw renunciates who sat in one posture for years at a time, others who barely breathed. Silently, these figures were tuning into frequencies beyond the outside world. Deep meditation was a launching pad for consciousness. In the emergency room, when someone dies of a heart attack, only to be resuscitated with reports of a near-death experience, they use a different launching pad. In both cases, there was a shift in the quality of attention. The big difference is that when a cardiac patient goes into the light, the journey is involuntary. Those silent figures from my past were exercising an intention. By having a desire at a deep enough level of awareness, they went through a process that parallels death. The senses fade one by one. As the five senses become duller, the subtle senses sharpen. We still see and hear, but now the objects aren't physical. They consist of anything we want to see on the astral plane: celestial sights and sounds, heavenly beings, and brilliant lights. Anyone who has spent time with the dying knows that they may say that they've been joined in the room by a long-dead loved one. Some kind of astral contact is being made in the transition zone from physical to subtle. At death, the astral counterpart of the physical body separates from it. According to Vedic teachings, the departed soul then sleeps for a time in the astral region. New ideas percolate in the mind before they lead to action, and something similar happens with the soul. It goes into a gap which is consistent with how consciousness works when it needs to make the leap into the new or unknown. Normally, the soul sleeps peacefully, but if a person dies suddenly or prematurely or had many unfulfilled desires, this sleep may be restless. These disturbed souls can vibrate at a lower astral frequency for a long time, although that's measured from an earthly perspective. Days, months, and years aren't the yardsticks of the soul's perspective. When a person dies suddenly or unnaturally, they haven't had time to work out their personal karma. Unless they fully process their attachments and obligations, they will remain drawn to this denser plane. Swamis write extensively about the afterlife and transition to it. According to a number of them, seeing your life flash before your eyes is a specific karmic process. Karma is wound around the soul like thread around a spindle. This is your lifeline, the thread of events that will occur unwinding year by year as your karma dictates. Whenever a person is exposed to the possibility of sudden death, the thread unwinds rapidly and only significant karmic moments become visible. In cases where someone is dying over a period of weeks and months, karma unwinds slowly. The person may become intensely absorbed in the past, reflecting upon it. At the moment of dying, entering into the astral plane may be accompanied by a quick karmic review. During the deep sleep of the soul between bodies, all the memories of past events in the physical body get impressed onto the soul, forming the karmic software that will give rise to its future individuality. In this way, the concentrated record of an entire lifetime is added in the slumber state of the soul. One spiritual practice that I still perform is to lie in bed before falling asleep and review the events of the day. I do this in backward order, for the same reason karma unspools in this way, to understand and come to peace with what has happened to you. The period of the soul's slumber varies according to how evolved the soul is at the time of death. The main reason for the sleep of the soul is to shed its attachments and then to awaken to the astral frequency or plane most appropriate to its level of evolution. During the astral journey, souls meet other souls vibrating at a similar level of evolution. You may meet some souls that you encountered in the physical world. most people deeply desire to join their loved ones in the afterlife. Their souls aren't drifting through the astral atmosphere, but are directed by love itself. Love is a vibration older than humanity itself. When spirit moves in the world of physical objects, its vibration is very slow and dense, almost stilled by the physical casing of the body. When it operates at a very high vibration, spirit is also still because it experiences only pure awareness. In other words, itself. In between those two extremes lies the whole range of creation.